Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. This is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Show. Friday, October 11th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three. Protesters raged last night outside the Target Center after a rally for President Donald Trump. Steve was there. Some threw urine in the streets. Small fire extinguished by police. You know, normal behavior for a Thursday night in the resistance. Two. General Motors bargainers urging the United Auto Workers to engage in around-the-clock bargaining on all issues to get an agreement done. 46,000 GM employees head out to picket lines for the 26th day. Today, is there an end in sight? And number one, Steve Kerr, head coach of the Golden State Warriors in the NBA, told reporters Thursday he has never been asked about human rights abuses that take place in the U.S. when he visits China. And then he took another shot at the United States because that's what he does best. We'll have the president's response to the NBA China controversy and details on even more cowardice by the NBA. Welcome to it. It's Friday morning here on the Steve Gruber Show, and we've got a big one for you ahead of us. Thanks for joining us all across the great state of Michigan. And this hour number one, we'll be busy. James Polis from the American Mind will tell us what's happening in America's big cities, the major cities in the U.S. Why are there so many problems? Who's in charge? What are the policies? All of those things. Coming up with James Polis. Look forward to talking to him in hour number one here of the Steve Gruber Show. And then after that, well, we get busy. David Rubin is with us, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel. Genevieve Wood from Heritage. Steve from Minnesota in hour two. Hour three, John Schweppe. He's the director of policy at American Principles Project, but he also was at the Wizards game earlier this week on Wednesday night. He had a couple of signs confiscated by security about free Hong Kong and just informational signage. The NBA cracking down at arenas across the country if you are advocating for free Hong Kong. If you want to say something about the NBA's cowardice on the whole China issue, they'll crack down on you. John Schweppe will join us. He had it happen to him on Wednesday in Washington. Also just wrote an op-ed about it for the New York Post. Steve Doolin at hour three. Robbie Suave from Reason. Hate crimes hogwash. A look at the actual data. His piece. And Tori Sachs at hour three, too. Executive Director of Michigan Rising Action. Is that enough? No, we've got audio. Hear from the president from last night, Beto O'Rourke from last night's LGBTQ town hall. It's pointless to play a lot of audio from last night's LGBTQ town hall on CNN because you know all the answers. You know all of the answers. Anything the questioner is requesting, the candidate's going to say, yes, I will give that to you. Yes, I agree with you. So later on, we'll just run down some of the questions that were asked last night and what essentially acted as a long-form Trump rally counter program that served as also a Trump rally to gather his supporters and get them out to vote. So that's coming up on the program. And more NBA audio. Stephen Curry, Stephon, you know, I'm such a non-NBA fan, I have to check myself. Stephon Curry? Yes, right? That's Stephen Curry? Someone will tell me. He's the big Golden State Warriors star, Stephen Curry. Greg Popovich, the coach of the Spurs, very outspoken on stuff when it does not go into affect his bottom line. And, of course, more from Steve Kerr, the head coach of the Golden State Warriors as well. I am always over-prepped for this show, and that means we have more stuff to bring you than I can possibly squeeze in these 3 hours. Where shall we start? I want to start with the NBA because more cowardly actions yesterday at a press conference, and we'll hold that Steve Kerr audio. That's the most outrageous stuff for the next segment, so stick around. Here, let me bring you Curry, Stephen Curry, the big star of the Golden State Warriors. This is a little echoey to the gym. There's music playing. I think you'll be okay to hear it. Stephen Curry, who, again, has been very outspoken on gun control and issues here in the U.S., and wants you to believe he's an expert on political matters, except when it comes to this whole issue involving China. Stephen Curry, this is from I believe, Wednesday. Curry here.
From the league in China, and just our presence there, the way that we've been building the business, it's an interesting situation because there's so much history involved in it. And I don't know that history well enough to kind of speak on it or form an opinion yet. So that's kind of where I'm at with the situation.
There you go. He just doesn't know. It's very complicated when you talk about human rights abuses and concentration camps that China's running and, you know, harvesting organs from live human. It's just a very complicated matter that he doesn't want to wade into because it might impact his bottom line. He sells shoes in China, you know, so you don't want to harm that. Let's go right to Greg Popovich. Greg Popovich, the very, very outspoken coach of the San Antonio Spurs, has tons to say about Donald Trump and democracy dying and how Trump's awful and gun control and all these things. Let's hear what Greg Popovich has to say about the NBA bending the knee to China for that sweet, sweet cash.
I guess I could go at it this way. Adam is a very progressive leader.
It's Adam Silver, the NBA commission.
And we all remember how he handled the situation with the former owner of the Clippers, which made everybody proud because it was the right thing to do. A couple of years ago, I can't remember, you know, time goes by quickly, 2, 3, 4 years ago, I was walking the streets in New York City during the gay pride parade, and I turned around and here comes a float, and Adam standing on the float with a big sign in support of LGBTQ, and I felt great again, just like I did with the Clipper deal. And then when he came out strongly for freedom of speech, I felt great again. So he's been a heck of a leader in that respect and very courageous. And when you compare it to what we've had to live through the last 3 years, there's a big difference, big gap there, leadership-wise and courage-wise. And it wasn't easy for him to say. He said that in an environment fraught with possible economic peril, but he sided with the principles that we all hold dearly, or most of us did, until the last 3 years.
Greg Popovich, head coach of the Spurs. I'm going to have to hold some thoughts to the next segment. I only have about 30 seconds. That is so disingenuous from start to finish. I'll come back to the finish in a moment, but the start where he's lauding the NBA commissioner for dealing with the Clippers owner who had said some racist things and taking part in an LGBTQ parade, calling that courageous. It's not courageous when you know you're not going to be criticized. Is there anyone in the media that Adam Silver thought would criticize him for A, taking action against the Clippers owner, or B, being in an LGBTQ parade? No, you're praised for those things. Those are easy decisions. Those are not courageous decisions by an NBA commissioner. More thoughts on the Popovich clip. We'll bring you Steve Kerr being a moron again in just a moment. Steve Gruber Show, Scott Bertram.
Do you want an honest and entertaining source for news about everything you care about that's fun and easy to understand? Now you have one. Paycheckology. Do you want a news source that covers everything you need from important national issues right down to your own community? Paycheckology. Do you feel your concerns are getting lost in the media circus when it comes to important issues like jobs, immigration, and everyday American lives? Well, not anymore. Welcome to Paycheckology, the place to find important stories you won't get anywhere else, where the world is viewed through your paycheck's perspective. And that's a real eye-opener. Paycheckology is a digital news source where you can get all the news you need in a fun, informative way focused on strong, independent people who believe in real work ethic and the American dream. Paycheckology believes in hard work, great jobs, our borders, and our American way of life. If you believe in America like we do and want a news source that's honest, fun, and real, check out Paycheckology at paycheckTalk.com. That's Paycheckology at paycheckTalk.com. Elected officials in Michigan broke their promise for a transparent, balanced process when it came to reforming auto insurance. They passed a bill in the middle of the night which had no public hearings and no fiscal analysis. Worse yet, it created many new problems while failing to address the real issues. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close. And there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
Scleroderma makes life hard. If you suffer from the disease or know someone who does, every day can be a challenge. But the Scleroderma Foundation Michigan chapter is working to make life easier for patients by providing support throughout the state. Each month, we host support groups in a variety of locations around Michigan that give patients the opportunity to share their feelings, express their concerns, and receive encouragement from community members. We also host virtual support groups for patients. Hand in hand, we can handle scleroderma. Learn more at scleroderma.org/Michigan.